Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge afternoon market wrap-up. And it was pretty much a red day for most all commodities today. May corn at 439.5, that was down 1.25. July corn at 452, down 2 cents. December at 475.25, that it was down 1.5. The beans suffered noticeably today. May soybeans 1192, that was down 20. July at 1205, down 20.25. And November 1186.5, down 17.75. Move looks to be mostly technical as a follow-through from yesterday's sharp reversal. And along with that, we have the prospective planting report coming out on the 28th. Make sure to join us for live coverage for that. If you read tonight's weekly wrap-up, estimates for what is expected for that report are in there. May soybean oil at 47.75, down 104. May meal, 338.70, up 560. And crush at 77.75, down 450. For spring, while new crop at 106.50 is down 250. We did see a flash sale of 263,000 metric tons of corn. 173 of that was old crop, 90,000 of that was new crop, and that is going to Mexico. May wheat at 556.25, up 9.5. May wheat in Kansas City, 592.75, up 11. May wheat in Minneapolis, 661, up 4.5. Wheat did see a positive week. The strongest wheat contract, though, was actually Paris milling wheat, which was up noticeably more than the U.S. contracts. A combination of weather problems in France, along with heightening problems in the Ukraine, are working to move that European wheat higher, and that's having some nice knock-on effects for our contracts. May rice at 17.36, up 16. May cotton, 91.53, up 68. Down 68. And July cotton at 91.85, down 41. December new crop, though, at 83.95, was up 3. This marks the third consecutive week of cotton declining. The fund position is beginning to weaken a little bit, and the charts are looking heavier every day. June live cattle at 183.02, down 148. May feeder cattle, 254.12, down 395. We saw a sharp fund liquidation today, and that did take the feeders noticeably lower, weighing on the rest of the market. Cutouts have been behaving fairly well. June lean hogs at 99.65, up 35. May milk, 16.16. That was down 9. Orange juice at 367.70, up 390. Crude oil at 80.80, that's down 27. Heating oil at 264.07, down a penny a gallon, while unleaded at 271.50, up a quarter of a cent a gallon. Natural gas at 181 was down 2. Gold 21.86, that was up down $19.90 on the futures today. We did see cash gold make a new all-time record high this week, but we have since given a little bit of that back. Silver 24.82, down 19. Dollar index 104.45, up 45. Heightening global tensions, there was a large bombing in the Ukraine overnight, knocking out a lot of power structures. There was also a bombing in a theater in Moscow this afternoon, and that is giving the dollar some strength. Moving on to the stock market, a little bit red today. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 39,475. That was down 305 points, or 0.75%. S&P at 5233, down about 8 points, or less than 0.25%. NASDAQ Composite, 16,428, up 26, or gains of a little less than 0.25%. Again, global nervousness, good for U.S. interest rates. The 2-year at 4.59, down 4 basis points. The 10-year at 4.20, down 6 basis points. The 30-year at 4.38, down 5 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great weekend.